This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning the coronavirus pandemic is out of control, calling it the number one global security threat in the world today. During a news briefing with reporters, he called for global solidarity in making a future vaccine affordable and available to all. He makes the statement amid the growing coronavirus deaths and infections. More than 939,000 people have died worldwide from COVID-19, while the number of global infections is less than a quarter million shy of reaching a new milestone of 30 million. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump is predicting a coronavirus vaccine could be ready in the coming weeks, something that contradicts the government's top health experts, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
President Trump, who's been promising warp speed in vaccine production, now says
we're on track to deliver and distribute the vaccine in a very, very safe and effective manner. We think we can start sometime in October.
That contradicts most medical experts and undermines Dr. Robert Redfield, who heads the Federal Centers for Disease Control, who said a vaccine can't be available on a widespread basis until next spring or summer.
I believe he was confused. I'm just telling you, we're ready to go.
President Trump also contradicted Dr. Redfield about the effectiveness of wearing a face mask. Democrat Joe Biden weighed in.
I trust scientists, but I don't trust Donald Trump.
Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Hurricane Sally has killed at least one person, swamped homes, and forced the rescue of hundreds. Storm crawled ashore near the Florida-Alabama line on Wednesday with 105 mile-per-hour winds and rain that measured in feet, not inches. One death has been reported. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Wildfire crews in the U.S. state of California and across the West admit to being exhausted as they have to respond to an incredible number of fires a season. We get more from AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
California Governor Gavin Newsom puts it bluntly. This has been the worst fire season ever.
3.4 million acres, close to 8,000 fires.
Crews are walking off one fire just to be called in to battle a new blaze. Newsom says drought, climate change, and pests, not poor forest management, are to blame.
We are doing the kind of prescribed burns, doing the kind of thinning that has an environmental construct.
Human, mechanical, and financial resources are taxed to the breaking point at the state and federal level. Firefighters from as far away as Israel are involved in the fight. Government spending on fighting wildfires has more than tripled since the 1990s to an average of $1.8 billion each year. I'm Tim McGuire.
U.S. Undersecretary of State Keith Krotz is scheduled to meet Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen and other senior officials once he settles in after his arrival there. His visit follows a high-profile visit in August of U.S. Health Secretary Alex Azar, who was the highest-level U.S. cabinet official to visit since a break in formal ties between the U.S. and Taiwan and the Taiwan government in 1979 when the U.S. accepted the One China policy with Beijing as its government. However, the U.S. has maintained unofficial ties with Taiwan since the official diplomatic break and the island's most important ally and provider of defense equipment. Krotz is expected to participate in an economic dialogue with the Taiwanese government. He will attend a memorial service for the former president who led the island's transition to democracy, who died in July. Yoshihide Suga is officially Japan's new prime minister after being voted in by the country's parliament Wednesday. He appointed a cabinet and retained many of those who worked with his predecessor, Shinzo Abe. Suga, who was considered Abe's right-hand man, has pledged to pursue many of Abe's programs and his economic strategy. Suga also said during a news conference on Wednesday that he would implement policies to beef up Tokyo's alliance with the United States. This is while also hoping to establish stable relationships with both China and Russia. Again, Yoshihide Suga is officially Japan's new prime minister after being voted in by the country's parliament on Wednesday. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.